Hello, my audio boo friends. It is Slandy. It is November 30th of 2013. I just finished listening to a series of boos from Paul Omani, who's at Omani Blog on Audio Boo. And he was talking about his, or he was actually doing his Audio Boo while driving to Kong. I had to think about that because he said something funny actually in his audio boo that Kong is known for a movie. And he didn't mean it in a funny way, but as I was painting my bathroom at the time, and so I'm expecting him to say King Kong, but no, he mentioned the name of a movie which escapes me right now, but it was actually filmed there. The something gentleman? No, the... Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Paul. I do not remember. I've got a terrible memory these days. So, I'm listening to Paul talk about this event he's going to, where people are going to have huddles and talk about social media and interactions. And then I just now listened to another audio boo he did in a response to Top Gold, Bernie, who I suppose at some point asked him about some event going on in Ireland dealing with technology that's taking place in January of 2014. And as I'm standing there doing the dishes in the kitchen and listening, I couldn't help but think that I think I live in the wrong country. I would love to attend these things. Unfortunately, time constraints and budgetary constraints don't allow me to. And I came back from having taken my daughter to swimming lessons. And as I walked through the door, my iPhone picked up the Wi-Fi and all of a sudden gave me a notification that somebody had invited me to a Google Hangout, which was part of a huddle. And unfortunately, I got it 2 hours too late, which was bad because I would have loved to have attended. And in fact, the huddle was quite long, so I did try to join the Hangout because it was supposedly still in progress from what I could see. But unfortunately, it wasn't the case. I couldn't attend. Or I had tried to join, but there was nobody there. But I'm thinking to myself how much I would enjoy listening to these talks about technology and about business and merging the two and how to leverage technology in business, but also how technology-minded people can leverage marketing and business to promote their product and grow it and finance it in some regards. Excuse me. And I don't know, I listened to the Web Summit, watched several videos of the Web Summit, and listened to many of Omani Blog's audio boos from the Web Summit, eagerly awaiting each and every one of them because it was just exciting. It was exciting to hear about technology, hear what's coming up, hear what some entrepreneurs are doing and how they're bringing technology to the forefront and also bringing marketing and, I suppose, entrepreneurship to the forefront as well. And I'm still thinking, I live in the wrong country. Perhaps not the wrong country, but definitely I wish I had the opportunity to attend something along the lines of what both Bernie and Paul are talking about. Perhaps I'll get my chance one day. I'm hoping to be able to see and who knows, even partake in some things. I've got some projects brewing, but over the years I've noticed that a lot of times sort of everyday real life tends to flow in and distract me. Well, not distract me, but take the place of the energy and enthusiasm that I would rather have put towards a project. What happens often is I get an idea, and then because I work in a bit of an isolation, especially with some of my projects, and I don't have people to bounce the ideas off of, and most of my entourage doesn't really understand technology all that much and isn't as enthusiastic about it. And so what often happens is I don't have anybody to share it with. I don't have anybody to bounce ideas off of. And in turn, my projects tend to peter out. And I'm hoping that maybe next year, if things kind of get settled with my schedule, that I will schedule my time for these projects the way that I schedule a lot of other things. And setting priorities, in one of my last audio booths, I alluded to the fact that I may have less time for a lot of my projects, so I may have to cull, I guess, would be an appropriate word, some of my projects and thin the herd of my to-do list. And definitely it's something that I need to do, that I need to go through and say, you know, these are my top five projects or top three projects or top three things that I have to do in the next 3 months, the next 6 months, and the next year, and go with that idea of staggering them out in time like that. There are priorities that sort of have taken a back seat for quite some time, and those have to be brought back into the forefront so I can get them done, polished off, and off my list for good. And that's probably what I'm going to be working on. Is it going to be my New Year's resolution? I don't want to call it that because more often than not, I'd never really go through with my New Year's resolutions. But let's more say that it's going to be a new approach to the way I manage my time. There are days where I'm all gung-ho, say on a Friday evening, and I know what I'm going to be doing Saturday and Sunday, and I've got all these big plans, and then by the end of Saturday or even by the end of the weekend, sometimes I look back and say, I haven't done anything that I wanted to do. And maybe because I planned too much, maybe I crammed in too much. Maybe I should just stick to one thing and say, okay, if I can get that one thing accomplished, I will call it a successful weekend and then move on. I think that's what I'm going to have to do. But all this discussion or conversation was spawned by the enthusiasm and the interest that I have in some of the things that are going on in Ireland with regards to technology and with regards to the sharing and networking part of those projects and those ideas. That really gets me going. So anyway, thought I'd share that. And at the same time, I wanted to make sure that my microphone and everything else was hooked up properly for any upcoming audio booths and treble steps, and believe it or not, octavers that I have to do. Thank you very much for listening.